Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Suzanne, your host this evening, and we have an interesting title tonight. Our title is Inner Sight Freedom Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing, and we have a theme, which is the system is broken, and it sure is, big time broken. I'm telling you, it's been, you know, a real interesting talk with a whole bunch of people today. I had an interesting talk with some people who got me on a program, which was great, but I don't know how great it'll be if it fails or something, and I'm hoping it's not, because this program took a lot of getting into and giving personal information and stuff like that, but I hope it just stays and I'm able to, you know, continue with that program. It's called the Traumatic Brain Injury Program. They have a waiver for that, and they have a waiver for nursing homes, but that doesn't waive the nursing homes. It's very obscure when it tells you those things and they don't do those things, you know, but that's just the way the system is, and that's why I feel it's very broken. It doesn't give you the right name to a program. It doesn't give you the program and spell it out for you. Just a whole bunch of knots instead of, okay, here's the name, you know. Be easier if it was that way. But it's not. And that's why I feel the system is broken. And my co-host, Frank, who is the normal host of the regular show that we do, he feels the same way, you know, that it is broken. We are very much onto the same wavelength when it comes to that. I'd like to introduce him. Give me like about 5 minutes. I'm going to try and log out and log back in, because that's basically it. Log back out and log back in. I'll be right back. Well, I'm here anyway. Okay. Think we're able to do it, I think. I hate when this happens, truthfully. Okay. Nope. What it does is, unfortunately, it, you know, writes over the program, and it gets really weird, because it gives me weird screens. So I'm just going to, you know, give me a second and I'll try and log back in. Okay. And let's just put this here. Okay. It should be. Yep, it's back. Wow. That took a while. I'm sorry, Frank. I'm going to let you in right now. Okay. Here he comes. Hello, Frank.
Yes, and thank you. And, you know, this title tonight is very appropriate, because when something is broken, and that something puts people in danger, it means that it's a problem, and
right,
it should be remedied immediately. Now, in the case of these nursing homes, it doesn't mean that you come along and you repair the building, you know, and whatever it is that needs tending to, right? Because what's broken is the way the system works and the way people are treated.
That's
what's broken. You got to understand that it's not just you go in with a crew and you put new cement in or whatever. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the system that takes your money when you're in a nursing home, gives you horrible food, makes you lose your apartment or your home in many, many cases, and wastes the taxpayers' money.
$12,000
now, and that doesn't even, that's not counting the
my mother's was 16.
The money that they're taking from the person's disability.
Yeah.
And some people, it costs more, and some, I don't know, maybe less on some. But it's a lot of money, and people are not getting what they pay for.
Sorry.
You can't get what you get for what you pay for in a nursing home. Because you don't have the people to do it. You don't have the means to do it. You know, it's like a horrible, what is it, one person responsible for 40 people? Last I heard.
Right. I feel that way. Yeah. It's very, no, one person responsible for 40 people? No, it's not that bad. But they actually went to the union and said that they didn't want to be taking care of all those people. It's too much.
And you have a situation where the people who work in these places, for whatever reason, are not fighting and advocating to bring in the home health aid.
Mm-hmm.
So people suffering is minimized.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing
true.
Anything about that. How can they say they care for those people?
Good question.
If they're letting that kind of a situation exist, where they can't handle the problem. There's too many people. Make a move, at least, to get the home health aids into these places. The money for that is there. The money doesn't go away when a person goes into a nursing home. It's still there for a home health aid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why is it that these home health aides are left out? The aides that work for the nursing home are not able to do a good job. There's not enough of them.
Right.
And there's too many residents. And the job of the home health aide is to help that person.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, there's another way that the system is broken. It's broken because people don't get good food. It's broken because people don't have a choice as to what kind of medical or medicine they want to take. There's so many ways it's broken. It's broken because you have to surrender your money, your pension and everything else. There's no plan where you can make a deal with a nursing home. There's no such thing as that.
Nope.
You know, $20 I'm helping my son or whatever, you know. That kind of thing doesn't exist in nursing homes. They don't care about anything. They want the damn ass money.
Right.
So there's another way that it's broken.
And of course, it's a shame that you have to go through all of that just to get, you know, the right program, you know, going. And it's not that. I'll tell you straight up, it's not that in terms of accessibility and in terms of getting these nursing homes are accessible. You know, they have to be, but they're not accessible to the patient, the extra aid service and all of that. They have now, the union cut it down to just one person, I think, to six. It was a lot more.
Whatever it is.
Hello?
And,
yeah.
You know, you cannot fix a system this bad without making an overhaul and a drastic change.
Yeah, I agree.
And that change is turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, because we don't want them. We don't need them. The taxpayers are being taken advantage of. The money is being wasted. And the image of the disabled is being tarnished more and more every day with these damn nursing homes.
Yes.
So there you have some of the things that we're talking about, and Inner Sight tonight. Don't forget tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the show that we did on the nursing homes that we produced, 1997 in Manhattan, RCN 84 in Manhattan, Verizon Files 35 in Manhattan. And then you can click it right on your internet or your phone. 11 o'clock tonight, on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel if you go on your phone. It's 11 tonight on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So we hope you take the time to look at that show and pass it around.
Happy.
Tell your friends. Sorry. Sign the petition. Help us fix the system.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really what our idea is going to do. It's going to enable us to fix a system in such a way that people won't have these horrible nursing homes hanging over their heads. They won't have to have the fear of them. They won't have to lose their hard-earned money, pension, disability, etc. And they'll be able to, in their own home, they'll obviously be safer from germs and viruses and everything else. And they'll be able to have better food.
Yeah.
And one of the best parts of all this is that the agencies in all this would be mandated to raise money to keep people in their own home. And they can do that as a fundraiser, and they can make money on it. Everybody that I talk to says, oh, it's a great idea. You know, these agencies need a new way to raise money.
Definitely.
They really do. The old way is all played out.
Yeah.
So Unisite is fighting for the agencies, too, believe it or not.
That's true. Yeah, we are.
All right, Shelby's Kitchen, our friend at Bellport, 631-286-0444. Tom and Michelle, owners, catering, breakfast, lunch, Shelby's Kitchen, and, of course, the presence of Milton. When you go in there, you'll notice that. All right, Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank her for all her help. And adopt an Akita. Keep the Akitas safe. Big East, key to rescue.net. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Nobody Stops on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, it's free. You got to feed your animal. And when he's able to swing it, he'll help you with medical, too, veterinarian services. 631-484-3085. We, of course, thank Silo, Suffolk Bus Corp, and all our friends. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, thank you so much for joining with us on this nursing home cause. It's really going to make a difference. And I think some of the other independent living centers, when they get wind of this, they're going to join in. They're going to do something to join in, because nobody who works for an independent living center wants a nursing home. We can safely say that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. On the Silo. And Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, 631-888-1186. Need any information on buying a house, call Mr. Kennedy. A good guy over there. All right. Islip Cleaners, a supporter of Inner Sight, we thank them. And all of our friends. My buddy John in New Hart Park, great supporter of Inner Sight. Olga Murray, Town of Islip clerk, a supporter of Inner Sight. So we got friends all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people support an organization for a reason.
Yeah.
And these people that support Inner Sight, they know what we're doing.
We have
and
a caller.
They help
when
us.
You're done.
Well, you want to take a phone call?
Yeah, you could continue on while I get the person.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, take a phone call. Welcome your
yeah,
caller.
Yeah. Hello? Are you there
I'm
to
just
listen?
I'm trying
there?
To listen, and somebody keeps breathing in the background, and you can't hear anything. It's like interrupting a lot of background noise. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, all right. A background noise? Yeah, let me move to another area. Maybe it's me.
Yeah, you got to watch
I'm on.
I tell you that a thousand times.
Yeah, no.
We apologize, caller. And we try to improve. So
that's even worse.
Is that better?
No, it's even pretty noisy there.
Yeah, I got unfortunately a noisy home right now. Let me go back to the other area. I mean, that's what's going to have to do. Or in between somewhere.
Paula, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
You're clear. It's just a lot of background noise or something else and somebody breathing in the phone. And it was just hard to hear you.
Oh, sorry. Let me try and call back in, Frank. Okay.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm not trying to be rude. It's just really hard to hear what you're saying.
Has the noise stopped now that you went off the air?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the problem, then. You know,
it's just breathing on the phone, too.
What?
Just, she was breathing in the phone so hard, I couldn't hear. All I could hear is her breathing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hear what you had to say, and it just was really hard. So I've hung up several times over the last week.
Oh, you've been a regular listener.
I've been calling in, but it's just so hard to hear. I didn't know how to get to you to voice that, you know. So I wanted to hear what you had to say.
What is your opinion on nursing homes? Don't mind my asking.
Well, I haven't got to listen to a whole lot of what was going on just for that reason. It was just so noisy I couldn't hear, so I just hang up. So maybe it'll be better in the future.
Yeah.
So can you hear this better now? I'm sorry to interrupt, Frank. Can you hear it better?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, now it improved, but what did you do?
What did I do? I called back in.
Oh, that's all you did was call back in?
That's all I did. It probably was a bad connection. And also, if I'm breathing, I got to really watch that. Sorry, ma'am.
That's fine. There's nobody perfect in this world. I don't care who you are.
Thank you.
Caller, what we want to do is turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Pass a law. Make it happen. And therefore, people would be able to remain in their own home with the help that they need and mandate the agencies to raise money to help people remain in their own home. That's the idea of insight. So, you know. And, you know, there's millions of people.
Oh, my gosh, it's really noisy.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I said it's really noisy, and I agree with what you're saying. It's just
it's noisy again. Yeah, I hear that noise.
But anyway, now I agree with what you're saying about that. I I don't like the fact that if somebody's put into a rest home, nursing home, that you lose everything.
You know? Oh, yeah. You do.
You can't have this, you can't have that. That's what they tried to do when my mom and dad passed away, you know. They didn't put them in a rest home, but I'm just saying that they, you know, Medicaid wanted to take everything, the property they had. And, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's millions of people like that's happened to, you know. And doesn't have to. The money is there to keep someone in their own home. And with our idea, there'll be more money there, and the government will save money.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that per state, though? I mean, you know, you get help more in one state than you do another.
That's true. It's a true statement. I know my aunt only gets a little bit in Florida, but, you know, she's trying to hold out, you know, and we're going to try and help her the best we can. So we'll do it. Hopefully she doesn't get thrown in a nursing home because they'll know the real side of me in advocacy. I'd be going down there, let's put it that way.
That's yeah. Why you need a law.
That's right.
That the agencies must raise the money to keep the person in their own home. The other idea
right.
that we have is called Volunteers for Freedom. With a home health aide. Would volunteer their time to cover the hours that the state won't give.
Yeah.
And we would compensate them financially. We have to start a fund. The agency should all contribute to that fund. So you're not a burden of the state. In other words, then the state can't come in and say, oh, no, we only give a certain amount of hours. The volunteers could make up for that. And be paid and be rewarded. Rewarded. So that's the other idea.
It's hard to find somebody to volunteer to do anything anymore. If you want to pay them top wage, they don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
Even if you need help around your house, you know, for this or that. Yeah. Not to be in a rest home, but, you know, I mean, just stay in your own home. They always say, well, there's nobody available. Nobody wants to work.
It's true right now.
Well, they
things
want
are rough.
The money with it.
I've been trying to find somebody just to come in and help me just with reading things. And I can't even find that. And it's been 2.5 years.
Wow. Long time.
If there was better money, you could attract better people.
That's right.
And well, maybe we can find who it is that's going to win the $1,250,000,000 lottery.
Yeah.
And maybe they can help.
Oh, wow.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that's
true. If I had that kind of money, I said it last night on the show, I would buy a nursing home and start this whole thing going.
That's right.
That's exactly
yeah,
what
I would too.
Do.
I would help you with that, Frank.
So the problem is you have a lot of politicians who are wealthy. A lot of their friends own nursing homes. And they're making money off of people.
Yeah, they are.
They don't care about the suffering of people.
No, they don't.
They only care about the money. So we're determined to stop it. We have the backing now of our independent living. We're going to hold our first news conference in October on these nursing homes to make the solution public. We have a guy who contacted us who is planning to run for Congress down south, and he wants to propose a bill to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah, it's needed.
So
let's put it that way.
Do what we can to back him and hope that
what
keeps his word.
Oh,
what's that?
Robinson, isn't it? Frank?
Is he a Democrat or Republican?
He's a Republican. Yeah.
I'm the Republican.
I'm surprised.
Take it.
Yeah.
and surprised on that measure because Republicans don't want to do nothing for nobody.
Yeah.
Well,
but he was really nice. He called us.
We're hoping that this guy's different. You know,
exactly.
There's no guarantee of anything, but
that's
the first
true.
Politician that ever said he would do that. So.
That's true. Very true.
We got to give him the
it's
benefit
hard.
Of the doubt.
Exactly. It's very difficult to get people who say, oh, yeah, I want to help you out. But then when it poses that issue where they're going to be saying, oh, we'll help you out, then something else comes up. And a lot of times that's happened to us. And also in other circumstances, a lot of things do come up, and it's not under their control. And then you say, oh, can you try again? And a lot of them, you know, whatever it is, they are a little cautious now, more cautious than what they said they'll help you. So we're really hoping that this particular guy would really help out a lot, you know.
Well, it remains to be seen, but
exactly.
We're going to back this guy and try to get him elected. You know, he said he'd join with us at our news conference.
Yeah.
So we're going to see if we can get him to draft a sample of a law to read at the news conference. Yeah, now I hear noise.
You know what that was? A motorcycle. I'm on a main road, so it's very difficult for me to get silence in this house. So.
All right. So, caller, you have any? I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but.
Susie.
Rudy?
I'm Suzanne. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, and thank you for calling in.
Do you have any other questions for us?
No, not really at this point. It's just, like you say, it's hard to find somebody to help, and when you do get them to help, they turn around and exit, you know. They don't do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
It is hard to find.
Very much. Yeah.
But remember, the way it is now, the disabled person who needs the help does not pay that.
That's true.
If you have the money in an account for the help you need, and you are the one paying that person, believe me, it'd be a big difference. And you could get better people.
What the heck? Hold on a second.
That's how our idea would work. So there's a lot of things that have to be fixed. That's the subtitle of tonight's show. The system is broken. That's why all this trouble. It's got to be fixed. People should not have the right to control our lives, especially with the money that's supposed to be there for us.
You can't have a checking account with very much money in it. You can't have a savings account with a lot of money in it. If you need help,
that's
they
why
take
you got,
it all.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I said they take it all.
Yeah. That's why you got to change the law.
Definitely.
The whole thing has to be changed. The money, let's say, example. The money that would go into an account to keep somebody out of a nursing home, that money could only be used for that purpose. Nothing else. And you know...
But they consider it an asset, so that's what they count against you.
But that's why you got to put a what they call a stipulation in there and change it. You know? Because, it's an asset that protects somebody's life.
Right.
So, it has to
funny.
Be regulated. The only way you
I can't even hear myself think, guys, is I might have to exit stage left so I don't have to ruin the show. Can you take it over, Frank, and I...
You got to do something about all that noise.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try and close the windows.
Do we have any other calls?
No. But we had a good turnout for yesterday.
Yeah. So, Trudy, you still there? Hello?
No, she's still,
this is Susie.
You know, there. Oh, there she is.
Oh.
My name's Susie.
Yeah, Susie, not Trudy.
Oh, Susie, I'm sorry. Yeah, so this is what it's all about, and this is what we're... It's a monumental task. But if we get the disabled community behind us on millions and millions of men, it's going to make a big difference. And that's what we're hoping for. Get those names on. We have a petition. Have you read the petition?
No.
When you get a chance.
Yeah, please.
All the details are in the petition. Go to change.org and look it up. If you'd like to sign it, I appreciate that. See, we don't have an act. See, the people who own the nursing homes do. They're interested in the money. That's their first priority. We're just the opposite. We're interested in the people not being turned into slaves in a nursing home. Horrible. We got one woman out. They cut off a couple of her toes. They were operating on her and so on and so forth.
She had a hole in her stomach, too.
Yes. We finally got her out. She's in her own home now. They didn't want to do it. We made them do it through this show.
Oh, yeah.
We called her right in the nursing home every night.
Yes, we did.
And they got wind of it. And they couldn't wait to get her out of there.
Yeah.
So I know that the inner sight idea works. It works. The trick is to try to get it to work on a big scale. That's what you need.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that are in their homes by themselves don't have the money to take care of themselves, a.k.a. food. But yet when immigrants come in, they're right there to help them, but they don't help their own first.
Yeah,
they should.
Yeah, the money,
I get $31 in food stamps. $31.
That's a disgrace, really. You should be getting more if you need more, you know.
Money is the key to the whole thing.
Yeah, it is.
You have the money, you don't have to go to a nursing home. You can bring people in your home to help you. The right people.
But they want premium wages, you know, $18-$25 an hour.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to help you. Oh, why not? That's why you got to change the law. Let the agencies raise the money. Let the government put up half. And the agencies put up half. You know, and bring
agencies
in the volunteers.
Around here don't help at all.
No, I know.
So,
where are you? What state are you in?
Confusion.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I have a bad hearing.
I said I'm in the state of confusion.
Oh, state of confusion.
I like I'm that. In Montana.
Montana, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been. I know the Florida has an issue with, you know, having people get help more than, you know, they say it's a luxury. Luxury, my butt, you know. That's a big problem throughout all the states now, that they, you know, try to criticize or they try to keep the money that, you know, the people are making when they finally get into a nursing home, and then they said, oh, you got to give this back, you know. It's been difficult, very difficult, you know, to set something up in those states. But we're going to do it, I guarantee you.
They take your home, they take your car, they give you your pension.
Your pension. something you work very hard for, and they take it. That really bothers me.
How did you hear about Inner Sight, Susie?
Through you. Through another one, but it's just the fact that, you know, you if you don't have money, you're shoved to the side is what it is, honestly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's disgusting, really. And if you're an immigrant coming in here, and right now they're right there to help them, why don't they help their own first? And I'm not saying
that people don't need help.
You know, I go to the doctor, oh, your nails are doing that because you're malnourished. Really?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would feel that way too. I still can't even get over that. Darn.
And if you have any extra money, they dock you. They dock you. You can't have a savings account over X amount.
No.
You know, and whatever. I mean,
no, I know what you mean.
It's not a system that's good for people.
No.
You know. So we've got to get enough support behind us. We're just starting out. We got the petition. We got the show. We got the television show is on tonight at 11 o'clock. Do you go online?
No, I don't have my... I don't have enough money right now to get my internet and all that up.
Well, if you get back online, 11 o'clock every Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3, on the Spirit Channel, it goes right all over the internet throughout the world. You'll see the, from now until October.
October,
The two nursing home shows that we did. They're going to run them every week. You know, I've been on Manhattan Cable for many, many years.
Yeah, that's a definite.
And they've been very good to us, and they believe in what we're doing.
Yeah, they do.
They're carrying that show, and we've been tweeting it, and I'm going to try to make a deal with Amazon and Apple because they've been playing our show.
Wow.
On Amazon and Apple without my permission.
That's worse, I think.
So one of the things that I want them to do now, you want to play my show? Play the nursing home show. Play the video. Put it up there. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see if they'll do it. Let's see if they'll compensate us and donate to the cause and play
That's
the
right.
video.
Of course.
So, you know, we're out there and we're doing it, and we all have a motive, and that motive is not to go to a nursing home. That's our motive. Why we do this. We're volunteers. We don't get paid for this. In fact, we have to pay the station.
Yeah, we do.
We have to raise money to keep this show on the air. So let the politicians take an example from that and help Inner Sight.
Definitely.
You know, a person will be a lot healthier in their own home. A lot less exposure to germs and virus and bacteria in your own home
than
in the nursing. Everybody knows that. That's common sense.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight. And,
I thank you for alerting us. It really helps me find a place in my house that might be, you know, more suitable to, you know, this. The podcast, so I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
And your input.
And we hope that you'll listen, you'll be a regular listener and tell your friends and help us get some name on that petition.
Yeah. the petitions at change.org. Hello? I'm sorry.
No, I said it's really hard because you call the DPHSS and ask, you know, why did I go from X amount down to $31 in food stamps? And they're bringing all these migrants and everybody else into the country, the state, whatever. And I feel sorry for them, too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you should help your own before you start helping others.
Right.
And they don't.
I agree with you on that. They don't. That's true.
Of course.
Yeah. Even, like, when we got the increase in the beginning of the year, a little bit more than we usually get, they just took it out of whatever. I don't even get any food stamps whatsoever. I'm legally blind. I use a wheelchair. I'm hearing impaired. And I've got a lot of other gots, let's put it that way. I don't want to keep going. But they don't give me any food stamps whatsoever. They think I make too much. Sometimes you want to just scratch your head and go, huh? How do you think I make too much? You know?
Well, they don't
care. They, as long as the governor sits up there, the state of Montana, and sits there and eats caviar and goes on these exorbitant trips and all this other stuff.
Oh, that's gross.
And
yeah,
he don't care about the state of Montana and the people in it. He doesn't.
They don't care about the state of New York either. You know? It's crazy. It really is.
Yeah.
But yet they gave me the little bit of the stipend. I call it a stipend, but it really is a stimulus. A little bit of that. So I do count my blessings that I'm getting a little bit of that, but it's not much. Get, you know, hopefully they could understand what I'm saying to them and say, hey, listen, I don't get that much. Can you help me out? You know?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, I had a $90 raise. My rent went up to $65. And, you know, my food stamps went down 45.
Wow.
I'm worse in the hole than I was before.
Yeah, that's true. I would bring it to the assemblyman or the state senator or, you know, the state representative.
They don't ever
and
tell
I
you
definitely.
That.
Oh, that's what they don't know.
Really,
but you could try
that.
At least sneaking the thought in their mind, like, wait, we need to help them. I don't know if they'll do that, but, hey, it's worth a try. You could always say to whomever's interviewing you on the media and say, hey, I tried that, and they didn't do anything. That's what you need to basically do. You know, Frank taught me this from a long time ago. You need to, you know, spread the word, and that's hard. I know it is, but, you know, that's the only way that you can start possibly getting, you know, some of your money back. You know?
Nope.
Well,
they don't want to do anything.
Yeah, that I know.
The government owes us.
Yeah, they do.
They owe us the same thing that everybody else has. And they're not giving it to us.
Those
no, that's true.
Impaired or handicapped, they don't.
Right.
What's that?
I said if you're visually impaired or handicapped, they won't. They do not. They expect you to pull it, you know, pull it from somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know what.
We're going to do a show tomorrow night. I heard on the news that the job market has gotten better. Our show tomorrow night is every job accessible?
Yeah.
There it is. The government owes us that.
Yeah.
Where
they
is
owe
it?
Us at least that, yeah.
They just don't hire you if you got a handicap or whatever. They just don't hire you. They don't they don't come out and say that, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But the law is not strong enough.
That's
and
right.
The job's not accessible. Many places so you can't even get in the place.
Mm-hmm.
So they owe us. That's the attitude of inner sight. They owe us. I was denied a guide dog 30 years. I learned how to train him on my own. All because I lost my job and became a street musician. The agencies. every agency in this country denied me. And no law to protect you. It's horrible.
It's true.
Back in May, we celebrated a guide dog who was killed at a school.
Mm-hmm.
And the school got away with it. No law. No licensing. No regulations of these. The government owes us the protection that everybody else has. If somebody were to interfere with somebody's safety, somebody's eyes, somebody's way of being safe, the law would be on them in a minute, wouldn't it? Where
yes,
the hell is ours?
We don't have it. Simple.
Who protects us when denied the safety of a guide dog? Who protects my friend Michelle if they
right.
murdered her dog? At the Guide Dog Foundation here in Long Island, New York. It was all over the news. Who protects her? And they won't even give her another dog now.
Yeah, it's true.
They totally blocked her out. So she got a lawyer. What is she supposed to do? Say thank you for killing my dog?
That's right.
Tell you, man, this system is hard. And this government
mm-hmm.
is hard. And that's why we started InterSight, to let people know what's going on and to have a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I belong to a gym. And when it comes time to renew my contract, they wouldn't renew my contract because they said they didn't want people with disabilities in there, with a disability in their facility. So I took it to court, and because I didn't have a lawyer, I had an advocate. They banned me from being at the facility. And when it came time to go and have a hearing, the other lawyer on the other side walked out of it, got it marked out of it. And nothing I could do because I didn't have the money for a lawyer.
How long ago did this happen?
4 years ago.
Oh.
That's
probably
sad.
The statute button.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
that's the state of Montana for you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Every state is horrible towards disabled.
Yeah, it is. Some worse than others, Frank, but not many. You know?
Yeah. They're all about the same when you
yeah,
break it down.
Exactly.
They're all about the same. You know, I mean,
but
if they,
you want
if
help
government
in another facility, I tried to go to the YMCA, no less. You have to pay $35 a half hour to have somebody help you. But everybody
wow.
else that goes in there that's perfectly, you know, sighted and whatever, they help them all the time.
It's true.
So you got to go and spend your life suing all these people if you can get a lawyer to do it. You know, and even
no,
if you win, it's still the same because
yeah.
it doesn't change the law. See,
that's right.
The law don't mean anything because you know it's a law. I mean, you know they can't deny you access, but they did and they got away with it. You know?
It's because
yeah.
there's no enforcement.
That's
we talked
right.
about that a million times. There's no
oh,
enforcement
yeah.
of the ADA.
Nope.
They know that. They get away with it. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets arrested. Nobody gets a heavy fine.
I wish they did.
That's why they
get
away with it. They did it to me here. I was on my way to a nursing home in New York City. They wouldn't let me on the bus for the disabled. This is
paratransit.
Accessor ride. Call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy and the driver who drove the damn bus, he got away with it. Nothing happened to him. Took five
right.
years to settle the damn thing. But the law didn't change. They're still doing it to people.
They certainly are.
No enforcement. That's what
it's a shame.
They think they're doing us a damn ass favor. Well, they're not. So we're all up against the same situation. You know, I don't know any lawyers in Montana off the top of my head.
Maybe we can ask a New York lawyer to see if they know anybody. Who knows? Maybe,
I don't know, but 4 years ago is a long time. I don't know if you would have to bring an action.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know either.
But it's definitely broken. The whole
I'd say that.
System.
Yep.
Put the numbers on the top of the list. Anyway, 850 New York Inner Sight, and don't miss the show tonight, everybody. 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in Manhattan. The Verizon Files in Manhattan, 35, 11 o'clock tonight. RCN 84 in Manhattan. And then on your phone and on the internet, MNN.org, ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org. And you click on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. That's how they send it around the world. So watch the show and be informed. Whether you're young or old, you can wind up in a nursing home tomorrow.
That's true. Very true.
You really can. You know, nobody's exempt unless you have the money. The only way you're exempt is if you have the money to stay out.
Right.
That's the only way. You know, if you're like a people who get older, the Tony Bennett, Kirk Douglas, all those guys, they didn't go to nursing homes.
No.
They stayed in their own mansion because they had the money.
That's right.
That's the only difference. Well, that money is there to keep everyone in their own home if they make some changes and do it in the right way. And we're going to make them do it. We're not going to ask them to do it. We're going to make them do it.
Once you have the money, yeah, you could do anything.
That's
yeah.
the attitude of insight.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Sue, is it? Did I get it right?
Susie.
It's like Suzanne.
Susie.
I'm Suze.
Very much.
She's Susie.
Susie, okay. I want to thank you very much for calling in. I hope that you'll call again, you know, anytime you want. We're on 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
And you're welcome to join us. You know, just want to listen, we want to talk.
Yeah, she did the right thing. She pressed the one to want to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did the right thing.
So, yeah, don't forget tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. The show.
Yeah.
That we want the world to see. All right, I'm going to sign off. It's your show.
Okay.
And, you know, give it a good conclusion. Tell them about the tweet.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you very much, Sue.
Susie.
You're welcome.
Take care.
And everyone.
I'm
going
to... Yeah, everyone who is listening. Yeah, you could even call and talk once in a while. It'd be great to hear your voice, Susie, by the way. Take care. I'm going to put you on, I'll put you on listening so you could just listen to what I have to say, and then I'll continue to end the show. Okay? Here it goes. Hello. I just want to thank everybody for listening. We just got a nice large boost of about 239 listens. Keep it up. It's great. Thank you very much. Basically, that's what I've had to say. And also, give us a call if you have any questions on 631-224-3090. That's the regular standard, inner site number. If you'd like to just speak about something, even speak about nursing homes or see if you have family members in nursing homes, and you could talk about that as well. Any night is a nursing home night, you know, just conceivably, because other people do not have the ability to, you know, get lawyers, get people to help them out. So every night when we do the show, we will help you get a lawyer if we, you know, like, say, one lawyer in New York, and maybe the other lawyer has the ability to find somebody in, for example, with our caller in Montana. That must be very difficult on her. Anyway, we'll try very hard to get a lawyer, you know, to help you out. If you have any questions, Susie, just give Frank a call. The number is 631-224-3090. Leave a message, and also you could also leave, like, whatever you want on there for him to help you with, okay? And thank you for being on the call. It's been grand. You've been actually very helpful in giving us an idea about what's going on in Montana, because that's another one of our listening areas. So it really will help immensely. Thank you for also giving me the warning that there's been a lot of noise. So actually, I found a pretty decent spot, I think, because I don't hear that noise anymore. But anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for listening and calling. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. Have a great evening, and look forward to hearing from you. Okay, take care, and good night.